What's going on, everybody? It's your man DLP the Prince. This is the BVO show. Biting my words a little bit. Very excited about what happened with Big E the other day. Big E is the champion. I did not like the way things were announced for him on Twitter. On Busted Open, they talked about that, and they basically talked about like how he said it, and then he did it. So that makes it look good. I still feel like if it wasn't for Monday Night Football, if it wasn't for Monday Night Football, you wouldn't have seen them do any of that. They were going for the ratings. They were going for the viewership. They're like, hey, come watch our show. Don't watch that. That's bad. Watch this. They're like, don't watch football. Watch Raw. But anybody that liked it, if you enjoy Raw, if you are a fan of Big E and have been a fan of Big E, then you're going to be excited for him. It's a happy moment for him. It's the first time he's won the title. So it's a big deal. 8 years, I think. You have 8 years, and then now you have him as a champ. So good for him. I'm a fan, so I'm excited that he finally gets to be able to say that he's held that title, because there's so many that haven't. Mark Henry never will be able to say that he's held the WWE title. He's held the World Heavyweight title, but he never was the champ with the WWE title. And a lot of people don't understand the significance of that. WWE title is the main face title. Not the universal title, not the extra belts that they have. If you get to hold that face belt, that means something for your career. That actually should be the whole point that you're there, is to at least have that title at least one time. Like, at least one time, because, really not everybody gets that privilege to be able to do that. And that's definitely one of my biggest gripes with WWE. In order for you to impress Vince, you got to go through a lot to impress him. You have to go through some hoops with the company to be able to earn it. You can't earn it just off your namesake and your hard work and dedication. Like, it's really weird how I've seen some guys really have to put in a lot of time and effort before they ever touch that belt. And then there was other chances for other people that came in and they automatically had an opportunity to go for that belt, but those guys were being pushed by Vince, so it's just really weird. The politics within that whole setup there it seems agonizing. Like, it's just gotten to the point where I know that I'm just, my fanship is now done, kind of, sort of, with WWE. Like, it's now like I check in on my guys that I like, the girls that I like there, but what should I say, ladies? I still check on them. There's still so many that I know that I appreciate their hard work. I used to gripe on Carmella all the time, and when you go and see how many bumps that that lady has taken, you kind of gain a new respect for the girl, for the lady, because she really, she takes bumps. Like, I mean, I'm talking about a black eye, go home with a broken nose, something like that. Like, she's really taking bumps. So, and that's not something that everybody can do, because a lot of people at home that say, hey, man, wrestling's fake, why y'all watch that? Okay, go in there and go do what they do. If it's so easy that anybody can do it, go in there and go do it. Because I guarantee you, you'll be coming back crying. If Big Show chops you in your chest, it's not going to be a great experience. If if Ric Flair gave you one of those old school, signature chops, man, that's not something you want. If Walter gives you one of those chops, I promise you, you're not going to last long in a match. I literally seen him and Dragunov just go back and forth with chops. Just chops. The average man would not have stood in that match. The average man taking chops like that from like Walter or Dragunov, yeah, most definitely would have just went home after the first one and would have been like, yeah, this will never happen again. Fuck that. Like, that's that pain, pain. And the world should know pain. Big ups to Big E, though. Then we have Wednesday. Wednesday has came. Came and went already. I hate it when my days off go by really quick. Got to watch, finish out What If. I got to finish all of that, so that was great. If you haven't checked out Marvel's What If, that was really fantastic. The stuff that I saw with What If, it was really, really good stuff. The storylines that they came up with. I think Doctor Strange stuck out the most. This Doctor Strange basically trying to get his girl back, you know, saying she dies, and this is actually for his origin in this timeline. He doesn't go on his path without, you know, his lady dying, and he does everything he can in his power, in order to try and bring her back. And it wasn't until he actually was able to bring her back that he realized that he really had broke every law that there possibly was. And he had to suffer the severest consequences possible by losing basically everything, and everyone else losing everything because of his decision. And he is sitting there talking to the Watcher. And this is like, wow. Like, he's like talking to the Watcher and he's like, look, I know that you can change this. Like, I know that you're there and you see all of this. I know you can change this. He's like, nah. He goes, I gotta watch this unfold, man. I'm not allowed to interfere. And he's like, dude, I'm literally screwed. I screwed up everything for everybody. Help. Like, help me, like, fix this. And he's like, just gotta let this play out, man. And that's literally how it ends. So, like, that timeline, I'm guessing, literally just like ends just because of his screw up. I mean, like, he did some dark shit. So, like, it's interesting as to what happened there. So, Wednesday came and went, and we had Dynamite. And Dynamite was in New Jersey. We still haven't had, like, Arthur Ashe. A lot of people were confused. They thought, you know, Arthur Ashe, you know, saying the big homecoming, like, everything was getting ready to go down. And that hasn't happened yet. That's going to be next Wednesday. And that's going to be the big one. They got a lot of stuff planned for that. But in this one here, this was not a bittersweet Dynamite. This year, we got to finally see Adam Cole go ahead and do his debut. And next week, we'll be finally getting to see Bryan Danielson do his in-ring debut, but we got to see Adam Cole do it. So I like the way that they are trying to give these guys their opportunity to have basically their own impact without interfering each other. So it's really good to see that. They're giving these guys their opportunity. You know, CM Punk is now going to be starting something with Team Taz. So that's really good to have. He's talking about a lot of mentorship there right now with CM Punk, Hook. You got Powerhouse Hobbs, and then you'll have Ricky Starks. Like, if they wait on Ricky Starks and they let him just like kind of like work with Powerhouse Hobbs and Hook first, and then move on to Ricky Starks, I think you could really start something beautiful. Like, this is going to be really good. Because, like, once CM Punk and Ricky Starks actually have a real rivalry, I think you can really see something good. Ricky Starks really is good at promos. He's really good at promos. So, like, this will be good work for him to actually get some good promo work from, you know, saying Mr. Pipe Bomb himself, CM Punk. So this is all in all a huge plus for your young talent working with your older talent. And this is the things that people that have had something against AEW don't understand. This is how this works. And this is how this will help these younger guys. AEW Dark is still going to be something that I'm going to be pushing a lot of people to start watching. It's on YouTube. So all of you guys have access to it. All of you guys have access to be able to see this, look at it, and see kind of like see for yourself. Like all of you guys will be able to see that. But there's so much. So like AEW Dark really does have a lot to present. There's a lot of matches on there, and that's where the youth of AEW really gets their work in. It's also where a lot of guys that are not signed yet also get their opportunity. They don't have to sign, but they have an opportunity to sign, and they still can just showcase their work. And your bigger name guys, a lot of them, John Moxley has had no issue going on Dark. And that's another reason why I like John Moxley. John Moxley is getting superstar treatment for the right reasons. I appreciate any of those guys that show up every week. They show up every single week. And they're there to work with those guys, to help them get better, to put out good storylines, to like really hone their craft. It's amazing to see. So AEW Dark, if you haven't watched, start checking it out. Just like you would Dynamite. If you watch Dynamite, start watching AEW Dark. It's worth the watch. A lot of them are doing storylines on there. You have Dark and you have Elevation. These are both two shows that are on YouTube. So you can easily watch these shows whenever you want and very quickly. Don't miss out on AEW Dark. I always try to tell people to watch that. It's a lot of story building that they do on there. And it's just a lot of good, just good things to just appreciate that's available on there. So Wednesday with Dynamite, we saw Adam Cole do his in-ring debut with Kaz, a perfect person to go ahead and have him go up against, because Kaz, Frankie Kazarian, is not a slouch. Frankie Kazarian is a veteran, but he's also somebody that, like, if you want to have a good match with this guy, he's a good worker, and he's definitely going to showcase, you know, saying put on a good showcase of some good technical wrestling, just some good excitement. So the Adam Cole match versus Kaz was real good, and it was a good plus for him. Kaz made him look really good. A huge plus to Kaz. Somebody was shouting Kaz out the other day on Twitter just about everything that he did, his work, his in-ring work, and how he can just make someone else look really good. It's just a huge plus, and it was a huge plus. He did a great job. Adam Cole, just looked like he hadn't lost anything in just a little bit of time that he's, you know, switched over. He's gonna be fine. Adam Cole is he's ready. And that's another guy. I'm appreciative of him going to AEW and saying, you know, I'm not going to the main roster. I'm not joining that crap. And he doesn't have to say, you know, like, there's been some people out there I keep seeing that keep saying, thank you for not coming out and saying anything bad about WWE. Y'all, at this point, I want to put out there, if you at this point have heard several wrestlers tell you about how bad their experience was when they were in WWE, and you're not going to hear most of them say anything bad about NXT because Triple H is in charge of that, or was, and that was his baby. That was something that he crafted together. So the family environment and everything that goes with NXT was different. I don't know about how it's going to be now because they got Kevin Dunn there. Vince McMahon wants to get involved. So, like, I don't know what they're going to, like, what backstage NXT is going to be like now. But for what it was and what it used to be, it was something really beautiful. It was truly something to be admired. Like, it was just different. And that's why Adam Cole had nothing negative to say about WWE, only because he was in NXT. If he was a part of the main roster, there would most definitely have been some bad things to say. And Adam Cole is just, he's just one of those guys that's not allowed to say anything bad because his time with NXT was good, because that's what it was. It was NXT. He only met Vince McMahon one time. And that's sad. As a matter of fact, the fact that you hear that Vince McMahon met Adam Cole one time is pathetic. Like, literally, Vince McMahon does not give a shit. Like, now they're saying that they won't be going after independent talent anymore. Well, good. You should have never have gone after that independent talent out there in the first place. If you guys haven't understood this yet, the WWE had been taking the top free agent independent talent that was out there so that other wrestling companies would not have access to them. And they would lock them up in contracts. And you can see it for yourself. Look at what they've done to Shinsuke. Like, Shinsuke, yes, has had the US title. He's had Intercontinental title runs. But this is Shinsuke Nakamura, who was headlining G1 climaxes. Don't freaking insult me with an Intercontinental title. A lot of you casuals don't even understand that in today's professional wrestling, you don't need to come over to the United States. You don't have to come to wrestle for WWE anymore. WrestleMania is not what it used to be, and it will never be. The content, the hype, the love, the stories, all of that is not the same for what it used to be when we were children. It's not the same as it used to be as we were getting a little bit older in school. It has really changed. Like, they are now going into, as far as the main roster, but kind of sort of with NXT, what you're going to start seeing now is you're going to start seeing more beefy guys again. Because Vince McMahon doesn't want small guys. He wants, he wants bigger guys. He thinks bigger guys are the guys that sell. There's a little bit more to that, but like, he does know what sells to his audience. Like, his audience is weird. I'm sorry. You guys are weird. Because the WWE product is aimed towards children. But if you look at storylines, none of those storylines have anything to do with kids. Unless like John Cena was there doing Make-A-Wish stuff. But everything else was always adult catered stuff. So I'll never understand, the main audience was always children. Yet when you go and see the storylines and stuff, like, you actually had adult storylines. And it's just weird to me that your main audience, you want it to be children so bad. You want to make sure that your merchandise is selling, all your t-shirts and everything, is all of that stuff is selling, because you know the kids are going to want it. You know, the kids want to come to the shows and they want to come see wrestling. But it's just weird, because when it all is said and done, there's still adult themed storylines, and it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't add up. It's weird. So I'm glad that AEW doesn't necessarily go out of their way to like aim towards your children. I love the cursing. I love it. When I hear cursing in wrestling, it just feels normal. Controversial or not, you will always definitely hear me say fuck them kids, because I'm not with the cookie cutter shit. I'm here to, like, when it comes to wrestling, we're here to see somebody, get their ass beat. So, like, why the hell did I want you to, like, bullshit around with that to excite some 10-year-old? I don't give a fuck about that 10-year-old. I care about this person imitating that they're beating the crap out of this person. Like, that's what we go into wrestling to see. And even when I was a kid, that's still what we wanted to see. Someone beat someone's ass. Like, it's just funny to me, certain things that I've seen over the years. AEW Dynamite, honestly, they can't do anything wrong right now. They're doing the right things that I'm seeing. They're balancing out their young guys and their older guys. They're balancing it out. There's some people that are skeptical, but that's because they don't watch the brand. They don't watch the product. Watch the product and you'll know that the older guys, even though they're getting the shine right now, all the younger guys that they are working with, that they're doing matches with and stories with, that helps. That helps build those younger guys up. MJF is, he's not over. He is hated as fuck. And that is a good thing for him because he is a super heel. And he's such a young guy. I think 25 or something. He's extremely young, like 25 or 26 or whatever it is. And he's just doing such a good job being hated on. Like, people fucking hate his guts. And guess what? Such a great thing. We're gonna talk a little bit more about this here on the stream. If you guys haven't been to my stream, twitch.tv/DLP DA the Prince. So that's DA and then Prince. And remember DLP DA Prince. After Prince, Nerd Rage. And you know how we spell Nerd Rage here, NERDRRAGE. And you just put that in and that'll take you right to the link on our Twitch channel, man. You can watch our stream. Do a lot of pull-up streams, man. Try to go at 11 o'clock sometimes, but like it really doesn't work out that way. Because when I get home from work, extremely tired. So sometimes can't really stay up until that time to go live. And then so we've been trying to like just work something out and figure something out. I've been mostly trying to do the streams usually when it's my days off, but we will get better. And we'll be having some more co-op streams, not co-op streams necessarily, but co-op podcasts again when I can get all my guys aligned on the same time. But it was really good to have them on the other day. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to talk more about, you know, since it's about Dynamite and everything, just because we got some wrestling going on here. We got some wrestling today. Y'all make sure y'all check out our streams. So when we switch it up too, sometimes you'll catch me doing some wrestling on there. And then sometimes you'll see us doing RPGs and stuff. But I want everybody to have a great day, man. Everybody have a great day. And just keep on enjoying wrestling, man. There's options for everybody. There's plenty of wrestling for all of us to enjoy. You know, don't take everything that I say with a little bit of grain of salt here. You know, these are just opinions, you know. You know, if you enjoy, you know, WWE for what it is, enjoy it. Keep enjoying it. I always try to tell people that, you know, just keep enjoying it. Because I don't want you to not enjoy it, you know. I just know that I can't anymore. I'm done with that. I'm done. We've moved on. You know, Vince told me that he's done with professional wrestling. He's all about sports entertainment. So I'm going to stick with, you know, professional wrestling. All right, guys. As always, man, y'all have a wonderful day, a wonderful time. Thank you if you listen to the podcast. And again, come check us out on the stream. We're getting ready to go live right now. But, make sure you, you know, just check out the stream whenever you can. You know, show us some love. And everybody have a good one.